Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Doing my best to help you usher in your Wednesday. Okay, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can help you do that. I've been hanging out here with you for the past 3 hours. I got one more hour to go, and we got more to talk about. A big shout out to everybody who called up talking about the Ravens, whether or not they should eventually give Antonio Brown a look. Especially after they got that ass whoop last night. 34-20. A lot of callers. People feel strongly about Antonio Brown. And you could bet, look, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about a team that adds him. I think that's a gimme. As always, the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. We started off the show filling you in on, what else? Football. The Tennessee Titans had three players test positive for COVID, five members of their organization. As of right now, you know, their facility is closed. The Vikings facility is closed. The Titans are supposed to take on the Steelers. The Vikings are supposed to play the Texans. Mike Tomlin says, hey, as of right now, we've been given a mandate to prepare as if the game is going to be played and played on time. So that is our mentality, and we'll take it day by day. That'd be a hell of a matchup. That'd be a hell of a football game. If you can go ahead and look at the Titans not being in the facility all week long, just getting together the game plan via Zoom, and then all of a sudden having a walkthrough, and then boom, now you got to get on the field and play the Steelers. That's a disadvantage. Wild things have happened. Let's see if the game takes place on Sunday as scheduled. Let's see if they delay. Let's see if they push it back to Monday night. This is something the NFL has been prepared for. And we just got to go along for the ride. I'm sure this will not be the last instance of a player or multiple players testing positive for COVID-19. This was expected by the NFL. I think anybody who's experienced 2020, anybody who has half a brain, pretty much would have seen this coming. We've seen it in college football. We see what's still going on across the country. You can go ahead and look at Boulder, Colorado. You can look at the Buffaloes. You can look at Notre Dame. You can see what's going on around the country. Why would the NFL be exempt? They're not the NHL. They're not the NBA. They're out there freewheeling and dealing. Good luck to the NFL as things continue. I have no doubt that they will finish out this season unless things just get absolutely crazy. They're marching forward to get every single last dollar. They're marching forward to get that money. Just like Major League Baseball, they just got going with their playoffs today. The NHL, they just concluded their Stanley Cup Finals last night with the Lightning coming out on top. The NBA, they get going tomorrow. In the NFL, they've had all the time to wait, see, and plan. And you could bet they ain't giving this up. Not at all. Speaking of giving up, man, I don't know if I want to even call this. It's like giving up. We know we're a day away right now, less than a day away, from game one of the NBA Finals. The Lakers are going to take on the Miami Heat. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We had a lot of callers last night about it as we knew the matchup was set coming off of the weekend. And the reality is, there were a lot of folks, including myself, that expected the Clippers to, at minimum, go to the Western Conference Finals. With all of the talent that they had in the world, bringing in a Kawhi Leonard, having a Paul George, sixth man of the year in Lou Williams. Eventually, you have a Patrick Beverley. They acquired Marcus Morris. Montrezl Harrell. They got bodies. They got scorers. Landry. I mean, they got guys. Now, whether or not they had enough time to play together prior to the stoppage on March 11th is to be debated. We know the idea with Kawhi Leonard, hey, keep this guy out on the floor. With Paul George, he wasn't there the whole damn season. He had to deal with his shoulder issues. And then we get into the bubble, and the Clippers do the most Clippers thing ever. The Clippers give up a 3-1 lead to the Denver Nuggets, and the Clippers go home. And Doc Rivers, after coaching the Clippers for 7 seasons, taking them to the playoffs in 6, is gone. Doc Rivers is no more. This guy, Doc Rivers, saying his playing days, some of you might remember him playing, some of you might not. Growing up in New York City, I do remember him being a member of the Knicks. In 2000, that was his first year as a head coach with the Orlando Magic. He won Coach of the Year. It's crazy to think this. It's unbelievable for me to even think, but it is so accurate. Doc Rivers has been a coach now. This guy has been in the coaching field for 20 years. It wasn't just poof, there he goes, Boston Celtics title in 2008, 2009. No. Doc Rivers has been in the coaching field for 20 years. His record coaching the Clippers, 356-208. A winning percentage of 63%. He's a winning coach. But it became too much to really think about a guy who's coaching a team or a roster. And for the third time in his coaching career, his teams have blown a 3-1 lead. And when you're the Clippers and you're Steve Ballmer and they mutually agree to part ways, we can call that whatever we want to. He got fired. He's not there. Doc Rivers is not someone to skirt responsibility. Never. Doc Rivers stands up. He blamed himself during the course of the series. A matter of fact, this is what he said following Game 7's loss. Listen to Doc.
I'm the coach, and I'll take any blame for it, but we didn't meet our expectations, clearly, because we had, in my opinion, we'd still be playing.
Hey, stand-up guy. But if you're asking me, does Doc Rivers, does he deserve some blame? Yes, and absolutely. Yeah, he does. He's the head coach. But the reality is the NBA, it's player-driven. What are your stars doing out there? Kawhi Leonard, one of the reasons that, hey, he wanted to go home, but he wanted to play for Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers has the reputation of being a player's coach. He got that being out in Boston. He got that with Kevin Garnett. He got that with Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and Rondo. He got that reputation winning a title. But I just named a whole lot of stars. I just named you a whole lot of Hall of Famers. Kawhi Leonard is a Hall of Famer. Kawhi Leonard's going into the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. Get ready for that speech whenever it happens, you know, 10, 15 years from now. That should be a fun one or a boring one. Whatever it is, it's going to be entertaining. And then you have Paul George. Now, I wouldn't call him a Hall of Famer. I'd certainly say he's a multiple-time All-Star. He was making excuses. But listen to what Kawhi Leonard had to say first about what the team needs to do to get over the top. This was after the game.
Just got to build some chemistry. Got to get smarter. You know, we pieced up the team together. You know, we were close. You know, Denver's great. We shot ourselves in the foot the last three games. You know, the last three games were pretty much a mirror.
The last two games were pretty much a mirror. We need to build chemistry. Yeah, you guys didn't play together. But how come the Miami Heat, they didn't have no problems with chemistry. They got it together. They got hot in a bubble. The Denver Nuggets. Okay, yeah, Jamal Murray, they've been playing together. But Jamal Murray comes back. He didn't start off playing. He comes back and then he's hot out the gates. So do I agree with what the Clippers say with chemistry? Yes. But you then also started to hear about infighting. Montrez calling out Paul George. Paul George also harping on chemistry. You know what? Nobody wants to hear it when you lose. Nobody wants to hear it when you have more talent than anybody else. It comes off as an excuse. This is what Paul George had to say after that Game 7 loss.
I think internally we've always felt this is not a championship or bust year for us. You know, we can only get better the longer we stay together and the more we're around each other. The more chemistry for this group, the better. I think that's really the tale of the tape of the season. We just didn't have enough time together.
Oh, my goodness. Where's the pacifier? Of course, yeah, more time you have together, the better off you'll be. But this season wasn't a championship or bust. Here we are, basically a little more than a week later. Tell that to Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is the one who's not working for the Clippers anymore. Doc Rivers is the one who's not a part of the organization. You wanted to be traded there. You're there. Look in the mirror. Are you doing that right now? How does Kawhi Leonard feel? You know, you may not necessarily see outward emotion from the man, but he has feelings. Doc Rivers was one of the reasons that he went out to Los Angeles. And who knows? If you're asking me, I think the best case scenario is to keep Ty Lue on. Outside of that, what Jeff Van Gundy is going to make a difference? I don't know. Mark Jackson is going to make a difference? Depending on what happens here with the Los Angeles Lakers, what, Jason Kidd is going to come in and make a difference? Who's going to make a difference with the Los Angeles Clippers? I say no damn body. Because the Clippers are going to be what they've always been. A disappointment. And now you don't have Doc Rivers to be a glue, and maybe they do need a different voice. Maybe Doc Rivers is too lax. Maybe something is there. Blowing multiple 3-1 leads, three of them? Come on. You can't do that. You don't want that on your resume. Having a title will always be there, but it's not going to wash everything away. It hasn't in this regard. Avery Johnson, the little general. He was on CBS Sports HQ. This is what he had to say about Doc Rivers being let go.
I'm a little bit surprised because when you think about Kawhi Leonard and his decision to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers, I thought that decision was primarily based on Doc Rivers, you know, being his coach and going out and recruiting another superstar player to join forces with Kawhi Leonard. So I'm a little bit surprised, but I'm also a little bit disappointed for Doc Rivers, not because we were teammates, but when a player doesn't perform up to his status or level, like Paul George failed to do in the playoffs, then the coach got to pay the price.
It's facts. Doc Rivers has his share of the blame. He absolutely does. But Doc Rivers wasn't out there going 3-for-14. Doc Rivers wasn't the one who forgot how to put the basketball in the hole. Doc Rivers didn't have Lou Williams outside the bubble to come back to, you know, forget how to shoot. That's on the players. The players take and they need to share in some of this responsibility. Part of this is their fault. A big part of this is their fault. Doc Rivers deserves his share of the blame. Doc Rivers deserves part of this loss. But we know, if you're asking me, the players are the ones on the court. And if you can't show up and put the ball in the hole, I'm not going to blame Doc for that. And the team might be different. Montrezl Harrell may not be a part of the squad next year. Do you expect another six-man type year from Lou Williams? I mean, this guy was being targeted defensively. What is it going to look like with Kawhi and Paul George? You don't think if next season doesn't work out in a Western Conference that is going to be equally as difficult? Now you have to account for the Golden State Warriors on a comeback? Where the sunny sky is supposed to be for the Clippers? I don't care who coaches a squad. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out there and ran you up another 50 wins. But at the end of the day, are they going to compete for a title? I don't think so. It ultimately, it's going to look like the same old Clippers. And unfortunately, in this regard, Doc Rivers had to be the one to fall on the sword. He's gone. And he deserves the blame, but the players deserve more. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're getting ready for the NBA Finals Wednesday night. Doc Rivers, the Clippers, they're nowhere close to the finals. Doc Rivers is home, counting his money, thinking about what he is going to do next. The Clippers, they don't have a coach right now. Was Doc Rivers to blame? Are you putting more of the blame on the players? The coach gets paid to take responsibility, and Doc Rivers has owned up to that. But the players, especially Paul George, he has to take on a huge, 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 huge responsibility for what took place. Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What's next for the Clippers? Was this their best chance? With Doc gone, what do you see happening? I just see the same old Clippers. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Doc Rivers, no longer head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. An embarrassing defeat. Blowing a 3-1 lead against the Denver Nuggets. Doc is gone. He accepted responsibility. He said, blame me. And he deserves it. Well, those players deserve it too. Especially Paul George did a lot of talking and couldn't back it up. And the Clippers are still a joke. And I don't think they're going to have an easier stretch next year. I don't care who the coach is going to be. They better hope that Steve Ballmer can help throw some money at it. I don't think that'll help solve things in a Western Conference that I think is going to be the same, if not better, next year with the Warriors coming back. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering a 15% credit, an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. It's time to get your comments, get your thoughts. How much blame does Doc Rivers deserve? Deserves a fair share. This is the third time in his career he's blown a 3-1 lead in the playoffs. It's his fault, his job. That's the head coach. That's what somebody has to ultimately run the team and have some responsibility, some accountability. That's why Doc Rivers is gone. But the players, they deserve their fair share too, especially Paul George. Craig is calling up from Arizona. Craig, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
JR, you are a great sports psychologist. Good to talk to you again. And I think the Clippers are the Chicago Cubs of the NBA.
They haven't gotten that lucky yet.
I used to work in L.A. for NBC Sports, and I would be around all these Clippers fans back in the 80s, and they were miserable. That's too bad. And here's a fact for you. Jack Nicholson used to buy Clippers season tickets just so he could go to the 2 Laker games for the Clippers. Clippers against the Lakers.
Yes, so, I've heard that, Craig. Yeah.
I really like Doc Rivers, but he didn't get the job done. He is a great person, but he didn't bring the bacon home, so that's why he is out.
We see that. Thank you, Craig, for calling up from Arizona. Let's go to Ontario. Shout-outs to Canada. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What say you?
Hey, how are you? Good morning. Yeah, I think Doc Rivers, he deserves a lot of the blame here. And I think the big reason, that he doesn't play the game inside the game very well. What I mean by that is, you seen how the Lakers would mismatch with Jokic? They let Jokic run his show out there. They never attacked the Nuggets inside and got him into foul trouble. And as you see, when you went after Jokic with the Lakers, he got himself into foul trouble, and that ruined that series for him. And he tried to let his talent outperform their talent just by shooting. I've seen a lot of ISOs with Paul George and Kawhi, which led to a lot of bad shots. They should have been trying to get to the foul line, slow the game down, play the game inside the game, take guys off the bench and say, look it, give me 5 fouls. I don't care if you get points. Give me some rebounds. Maybe you could pick up a foul from Jokic, some gritty fouls. That way it can make room for Harrell and those guys out there. And then what do you think about that? I don't know. I just think he's not a very good coach at playing the game inside the game.
No, Sean, thank you for calling from Ontario. No, we have heard and seen that. You know, Doc Rivers is a quote-unquote player's coach. It's not to take away from his X's and O's, but you said it all. Jokic had his way out there. And we have heard and seen for years, okay, what's the strategy? Is Doc too lax with the players? Can he actually adjust in games? And we've seen it. He doesn't have a job right now. Amos is calling up from Tennessee. Amos, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I think he's more like Dan Quinn than he is different as a coach. He couldn't get it done when they had Lost City, and I think they blew 2-3-1 leads with those guys together. Is that correct?
I think one was actually Vinny Del Negro.
Okay. Gotcha. But I just don't see how he couldn't have won with those set of players, especially when the Lakers were down during that time and the Warriors weren't quite where they are today. So he couldn't win with those set of players, and he couldn't win, with the players that he's had. And I guess management thought that Chris Paul was a problem, and they got rid of him first before anybody else. But Doc Rivers, I think, is being held accountable, and I think he's paid the price, and I think he has, most of the blame.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amos, for calling up from Tennessee. We got Crenshaw. He's in Atlanta. Crenshaw, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate your show. I'm up late night, wanting to chime in. I am from Los Angeles, Lakers for life. It was sad to see Doc get the axe. He definitely has earned a lot of respect. He is an NBA champion coach, paid his dues, gets much respect, has helped the Clippers restore their brand in the league, but yes, more importantly, in L.A. That franchise has been laughing stock for decades, 50 years now, and it's unfortunate that he came up short again. His footnote, again, losing after being up 3-1 three times. Sadly, that's just not acceptable, man. They've already changed the roster over twice, getting rid of CP3, getting rid of Blake Griffin. And as a Laker fan, you know, we want to see the little homies do well, not against us. But when they throw darts and talk about the legacy and how long ago it's been since the Lakers won the championship, that's why they got to cover them banners up in the Raptors, Playboy. So show some respect. It's hard to win. I hope that they win one day, but never at the Lakers' expense. Much love, JR.
Nah, thank you, Crenshaw. Appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, there's one thing that you can't take away. You can't take away what Doc Rivers has done for the organization, which has been a laughing stock and still is. This doesn't help. But Doc Rivers has certainly added and lended credibility to the Clippers. That's not to take away the drafting of a Blake Griffin, the acquisition of a Chris Paul, then adding Doc. And Doc, at one point, was not only the coach, he was also running the team before Lawrence Frank came in. Doc Rivers had to go out and help manage and go through the Donald Sterling situation. Doc Rivers had to move and participate in the transition of power to Steve Ballmer. Doc Rivers has lended credibility. Him being around gave you the opportunity to have a Kawhi Leonard, a Paul George. Now it's up to those players to continue the mantle. Let's see if Ty Lue is the guy. I think you might as well just keep it in-house, have some continuity, because quite frankly, I don't know what coach comes in and changes things. If I'm Jeff Van Gundy, am I jumping up to take the Clippers job? What am I doing? Just I'm on a 2-year deal, and let me just see if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard stick around, and if not, then I get fired or I have to leave? If I'm Jeff Van Gundy, I really got to be itching to coach to leave my TV job to go coach that squad, knowing that it may not end in my favor. It's a tricky space coaching the Clippers. Real tricky. I wouldn't want it because ultimately I think those two guys, they're not long for L.A. Maybe Kawhi sticks around. Do we think Paul George and Kawhi are just going to be Clippers for the rest of their careers? Do we think they're going to be out there competing for titles? You think Paul George is going to stay healthy? You think that shoulder? Come on. I'd be terrified watching what I just saw. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More of your phone calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're getting ready for the NBA Finals to start. But in the midst of that, the guy who didn't go to the NBA Finals, the guy who blew another 3-1 lead, the head coach of the Clippers, Doc Rivers, he's gone. Blew a 3-1 lead this year, did it in 2015, did it in 2003 with the Magic. And he didn't just hand leads over to the Nuggets this time around. I mean, Clippers, 15-point lead, 19-point lead. Didn't even give a damn in the fourth quarter of Game 7. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, he basically carried them throughout the entire playoffs. Let me give you 30, 35 points a game. And then Paul George was basically a no-show. But Doc Rivers, he's accepted responsibility. And I don't know how much more he could have done. It's time for a new voice. And it's time for these guys to be held accountable. Especially Paul George. All the excuses he made after the game about chemistry. It might be true, but don't whine and say about it. Own up to it. Say, I stunk. I need to come back and do better. You don't want that pressure on yourself? You just want the paycheck, huh? 855-212-4CBS, taking your phone calls before I roll out. Let's start off with James. He's calling up from California. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Well, James,
I want to talk about what happened with Doc Rivers. I think it was very unfair. Very unfair.
Okay. Well, thank you, James. I'm sorry you had me on in the background. Please, just have me turned down. Let's me and you have the conversation. I'm sorry about that. Let's talk to Mo. He's calling up from San Diego. Mo, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
So when I called in the other day, I gave Doc a hard time because of those things that you talked about, giving up the leads and some of his records here in the past. But I'll tell you this. I didn't think that the Clippers roster as constructed was as great as everyone else did. And I look at the players and I look at the setup there. Number one, who's their point guard? Who's their distributor? Paul George, that's not his thing. Kawhi Leonard is a get a bucket, get a stop guy, but he's not that guy. He's a finisher. Just looking at the other guys, your point guard is Beverly. He's undersized. He's good on defense, but streaky on offense, and never has been thought of as a ball distributor. And then, Lou Williams, he's a scorer, he's undersized, and he's a defensive liability. You can just go down the list. They got holes, and there's players that got defense. They're a little bit undersized. Their wings are big. Everyone loves wing defenders, but they're undersized. Their Montrezl Harrell is 6'9". So when you look at the team, it's not constructed in a way that they fit together anyway. I just didn't see it. I saw the players, I saw the names, and I saw that on a Wednesday night against the Orlando Magic, they were going to blow somebody out. But this is the playoffs. You got to make adjustments. Doc didn't make the adjustments, and the players didn't have what it took, and they got exposed. Lou Williams is out there giving it up, and then if he's not going to score, his plus-minus had to be terrible in the game. And so Doc, he had to fall on the sword for all of that, and that's unfortunate. But he couldn't make the adjustments there to do anything to help him out. And maybe he just didn't have the horses to do it. People thought he did, but I didn't see it that way. I just didn't see it that way.
Okay. Well, Mo, I agree with the latter part of what you just said about Doc Rivers and adjustments. We can talk about the pieces and how you may have thought they fit together. There is no doubt that with the amount of talent that they had, and I get what you're saying about the point guard. Who is it? They didn't have Chris Paul out there running around. You got Reggie Jackson and you have Patrick Beverley. Now, having said that, we can talk about, depth in certain areas. But when we still talk about talent up and down that roster, chemistry was a part. But ultimately, they should have gone further than what they did. And they had the opportunity, as we witnessed in that series, to do so. The talent is there. They were up 3-1. They lost. They got up 3-1 to a certain degree. Whose fault is it that they couldn't close out? The players on the floor or the coach? Both. But I'm not going to take the talent aspect as an excuse. They should have been able to overcome that. And chemistry is an issue, especially if you guys out here beefing in the locker room. It's ridiculous. Tim, he's calling up from California. Tim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Doc Rivers going?
I think I think it was fair. I mean, just like you said right now, whose fault is it? It's a combination of both. When you have a player's coach, I think it's kind of that player's coach gets kind of timid in making that adjustment during the playoffs. I mean, he's probably – I'm not sure if he's scared to make that decision of hurting people's feelings, but – I think Paul George should have been benched on some of those quarters where he wasn't producing. And then just a question to you, what if the Clippers did not lose the way they did lose? Would Doc Rivers still be getting fired if they did lose the series still, like if they lost the series 4-2 or any other way than being up 3-1, do you think he still would have got fired?
If they would have lost to the Nuggets 4-2, is that what you said?
Yeah, like if he didn't lose again 3-1 again, mm-hmm. like a team coming back from 3-1 again. Let's say like they were down 3-1 and they came back, but then they still lost. Do you think Doc Rivers would have got fired?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's no way to answer that. That's an impossible thing to answer. What I can tell you is this is the most embarrassing way to lose. It really is. I mean, they could have alternated. They could have gone back and forth and back and forth and just said, okay, here we are. It's time for game seven. You know, they could have gone down. I think that's one of the scenarios that you mentioned. They could have gone down and come back and still lost. And, that you know, people might have looked at that and said, oh, valiant effort. How did you go back and look? I don't know. It's tough. But the reality is he's gone. And they lost in the most embarrassing fashion. Especially you get to game seven and it's not even competitive. And I don't think it's a matter of Doc Rivers being afraid to coach because he's a player's coach. I just think maybe he didn't have his foot on the gas. Maybe the team was not inspired. Maybe they were too buddy-buddy with them. Maybe the Clippers don't need a coach that they quote-unquote want to be in favor of or favor with. But you know what? Here in 2020, players carry favor. Players carry influence. They do. The players have the power. When you're getting paid $40, $41, $42 million, come on. Who you think wields the hammer? Rashad is calling up from California. What are your thoughts, Rashad?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good. Go ahead.
This is my take on it right here, man. I'm born and bred right here in Compton, California, east side. And it's like the Clippers have always been the doormat of the whole West Coast, homie. And it's like Doc Rivers, I understand about the guys didn't perform well. I understand. But, man, with all of this shortened season and COVID and planning bubbles, I just thought he should at least have got 1 year. I understand. Mm-hmm. I think he made a mistake by letting the guys stay out with this load management. I don't even know what that is. I'm 40 years old, and I've never even heard of that, load management. I think he made a mistake with that. But I think he should have been rewarded at least one, just one more full season to get it done.
Okay.
Because of the chemistry issues.
Sure. Now, I hear that, Rashad. And thank you for calling from California. Yeah, it's tough. I want to say that load management isn't something that comes down from Doc Rivers. That's something that's an agreement that comes in when these players even came in a door. You knew Kawhi Leonard was not going to play every game because he had a blown out quad and he's trying to elongate his career. You knew Paul George came in with tore up shoulders that needed to be surgically repaired. This was inevitable. And I think when you go in this embarrassing fashion, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Do I think the result would have been the same if we had a continuation of the season? No, I don't think so. I think the Clippers would have gone to the Western Conference Finals. I think they would have fought it out with the Lakers, who would have been a full squad themselves with Avery Bradley. But that's not what we got. What we got is what we got. It was embarrassing, and it was going to be tough to come back from that next year and build on it. Vernon is calling up from Atlanta. Go ahead and make your point, Vernon.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I love the topic. I just think Doc Rivers actually deserved what he got. I think he had enough talent on a lot of teams to go a lot further in the playoffs. And the fact that he's like the face of the league as a coach of embracing load management makes it seem like he's okay with players missing time on the court, which they could have been using to build chemistry and playing together. You know what I mean? But I just feel that was all on him. He could have stood up and made his players play a little bit harder, or instead of being such a player's coach, he would have been able to do better.
Okay. Thank you, V, for calling from Atlanta. Let's go next door to Alabama. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
How you doing tonight? I wanted to say that I think that he was extra overrated. Yeah, for everything that wound up happening and transpiring as far as his resume goes, like he was long overdue to get fired. You overachieved in Orlando. We'll give you credit for that, but you never maximized Tracy McGrady's full potential while I was there. You get credit off of the big three from Boston, and you only won one championship. You didn't even go to the championship back-to-back years. Orlando went in the middle of it. And then lastly, not least, he was the front GM and had, like you said earlier, he had a lot of control in there. Didn't get anything done.
Did a terrible job, yes.
When the new regime just came in and they only bumped him down to being coach, let's not forget that he gave his son that horrible contract to stay in the league longer than he should have been. And once the new regime came in, you gave him enough time, you gave him enough energy, and you still wound up with the same result. It's time for him to go.
All right. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, Jay, for calling from Alabama. That's a good point. This man, as I mentioned and as Jay said, yeah, he was the president of the Clippers. And people did kind of look at it and say, yo, what type of contracts are you handing out here? Tony, you're going to get the last word from Massachusetts. We're up against the break. Tony, go on ahead. Make your comment.
I'm going to make this quick. There ain't no excuses for that team. Them players weren't hungry enough, J.R. Doc Rivers didn't make the adjustments he needed to make, man. I think he just was too close to the players, man. I mean, yo, listen, if you ain't shooting well, man, you got to, like, pull that player to the side and be like, listen, it ain't your night, man. You need to give me something else. Give me a rebound. Do something. The Clippers, I blame it on the players and the coach, man. Them players weren't hungry enough. They are everybody else. The season stopped for everybody, not just them. They came back. I don't want to hear nothing about no chemistry, none of that. The Lakers, LeBron went out and went to the senior citizen player rack and just threw everybody together. No excuses, man.
All right. I appreciate Tony for calling up from Massachusetts. That's the one thing I didn't particularly care for listening to Paul George. You know, Doc Rivers, he's gone, and he said, blame me. And Paul George, and maybe I missed it. I didn't hear Paul George out there saying, hey, blame me. I sucked this series. But you know what? Tomorrow, we're actually going to talk about the teams that are in the finals. We're going to talk about the Lakers. We're going to talk about the Heat. We're going to talk about more NFL. I'm sure we'll have updates on some of these games that are supposed to take place on Sunday after their COVID situations. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me for the past 4 hours. If you missed any of the show, you can listen on the freeradio.com app and you can hit replay. You can get the show via podcast, wherever you get podcasts. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move. Why? Because Amy Lawrence is coming up next. I'll catch you guys tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.